USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Testifying at a Senate hearing on Tuesday, the former head of the Capitol Police said his department had prepared for a protest on January 6th and ended up facing a coordinated assault. Stephen's son told the panel that he did not receive any intelligence that indicated the level of violence seen was possible.
As recent as Tuesday, January 5th, during a meeting I hosted with my executive team, the Capitol Police Board, and a dozen of the top law enforcement and military officials from D.C., no entity, including the FBI, provided any new intelligence regarding January 6th. It should be also noted that the Secretary of Homeland Security did not issue an elevated or imminent alert in reference to the events at the United States Capitol on January 6th. We properly planned for a mass demonstration with possible violence. What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers and a violent takeover of the Capitol building.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a single-vehicle rollover crash, with Woods suffering serious injuries to both legs. His injuries are not life-threatening, and he underwent surgery after being transferred to an L.A. hospital. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says Woods is lucky to be alive.
The interior of the cabinet of the vehicle was more or less intact. The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. And however, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
The sheriff also said there was no evidence of impairment in the crash. Former President Donald Trump also reacting to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, and but you know he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life. But now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and you know he'll figure a way."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the United States, with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
So what we've got to do, and I've said it so many times, I'll say it again today, Allison, we've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can, at the same time that we continue with our public health measures. Because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge. So it's within our own hands and our own power.
And a stimulus package is working its way through the California legislature. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.